我有一个
华人。
I just texted them to tell them that I'll be in the house from now.
Okay.
So, I gave you guys all the papers, so the smaller ones.
Excuse me. This is Linda Martin. Can you hear me? We're not muted.
So, if you guys want to look at that before we get started, as you know, in the paragraph down here, what we may say the recommend is to reject that. But I think ultimately it's up to you guys. We'll have to confirm that with them. But their recommendation was to reject that. So I would assume that we would need to just send that out for this again. Yeah, if you look at their numbers on there, it was 46% above the engineer estimate, so pretty significant. But that'll be the first one, and then the second one isn't technically until 9:30, so.
Right.
I think we have to wait until we know if there's one other Story County,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
This is Martin, can you hear me?
This
is
no, they
are
muted.
Well, that's what I told them. They're saying they're not muted.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
I don't
think
we can
unmute it.
No. Yeah, so there's three pollinators and they are showing that muted.
Yeah, they need to.
We can't do anything about it. It's dumb.
I was going to get them on.
The dial in the 312 number, I think.
Oh, someone's unmuted.
They're downstairs.
Oh, let's see if it worked.
It starts, I hit star 6 and I unmute myself. Everybody else should have that same capability.
So if you're a call-in user and you hit star 6, our IT person is saying that should unmute you.
Okay, now this is Linda Morgan. Do you hear me?
Yeah, Linda.
Okay, I was unmuting using our phone. I didn't realize that that we were muted on the call, so now we're on. Right?
Yep, it looks like we still have someone muted, but are you expecting Laura, please?
Yes, we are, and I would assume Scott as well would be on.
Scott is here with me on the board meeting room.
Okay, so yeah, so Laura needs to do hit star 6.
Yeah. It's actually that
So is Laura on yet?
It looks like she's still showing as muted on our side. Okay. She said she did. She did hit star 6.
I'll come up. I should be able to unmute it from the meeting host
okay.
Computer up there.
Okay.
I'll be right up.
That's what I was thinking. Hey, at least we won't have a break between the 9 o'clock and the 9:30 one.
Exactly.
The 603 number, is that the one that was that the public thing call into? Is that correct? Versus this other Zoom number that we're calling in on?
Here.
You got a number on the agenda that was 515-603-3144. So that must be the number that the public can call in.
So Lisa, that's the number that's sort of
yep.
Kind of uses for the regular meetings. The Boone County
system
and Boone County is control county, they
have their own agenda
coverage.
Thank you. Thanks for the clarification, Scott.
Star 6 pounds.
Okay, can you hear me now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the initial instructions didn't have the pound after it. Okay. So that. All right. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to express concern that this meeting is not actually been meets Chapter 21 because Story County posted it with a wrong number. So since this is a shared joint district. I'm concerned that Story County, if people went to the Story County website and did not have correct meeting access information, that anybody from Story County that would be interested would not be able to access. I think we have a problem.
This meeting is not compatible with the law as far as notification of the public. Any other comments on that?
Well, this is Lisa. I'm just wondering a question. How does the public know what to call it?
So it was on our agenda as far as how we get to Zoom and information on our agenda, but
the Story County was posted our agenda over probably 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get the meeting information for Zoom until yesterday.
I don't even think I was created.
So Story County, Linda and Scott being in the office, are people still able to call in on that number or not?
Well,
Probably not if we're using it. If we're using it as a phone right now.
What I would hate to do this right now since we've had so much trouble. I could hang up. But I don't know how they're going to get in.
Well, they come in there.
I have to have both phones on. So we have to have this call on my phone, and we have to have our number on the call count.
Yes.
That's going to take us about 5 minutes, and we'll have to make sure I get unmuted again. Do you want me to do that?
Otherwise, I'm going to decline not to participate in the meeting. Go ahead and do that, Linda, if we can proceed that way.
Okay. Which one are we doing? 6799. Okay. I'm hanging up now. I'll call back.
Okay.
As far as the deal is
possible. Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. You enter 8957 91. If this is correct, press 1. You are the only participant in the conference.
Because they had other work and were concerned about getting the work done timely. And they indicated that our estimate was not out of line. In fact, one contractor indicated he thought if he did it, he would commit to home. So I'm proposing that we rebid. We can have these and make a change to the completion date. Instead of we had, April of 2021 for completion date. And instead we want to extend that until something like November or December of 2021. And I think that would garner a lot more interest and better fit of the couple contractors that we talked to anyhow as look a lot better, and I would anticipate some better bids and interest.
Okay, to clarify that,
we could do that as soon as filing the updated and revised project manual and plan. The plan really has changed. The only thing that needs to be the notice, name, version of the project manual, that those bid dates and completion dates are stated. So that would be a relatively minor change. And we could have a little job to file with joint boards next week, Wednesday. With anticipating the concern we have to publish once each week, two consecutive weeks, so we have a lot of time for that. And if you can get the have a calendar in front of it. If we get the plans filed next Wednesday, 22nd, that would leave the week of the 27th, and probably in the week. When does the film, or where is this being published, I guess, and when does that paper come out?
So for the last one with the shortest time, I was only able to get it into the Ames Tribune because of that. The Food News Republican only publishes once a week in their deadline. I believe it's Tuesday, and we had already passed that. So if you're allowing it published the following week, we could publish it anywhere, but for this specific week two, they were only published in the Ames Tribune.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
proposed to rebid the project with Jones District number 281 and have a publication placed in the appropriate papers for May 14th for the bid notification of the bid, and then the opening of the bids on the 20th. Is that right, Ken? Publication 14th and awards on the 20th. Yeah, the bid's due May 14th with consideration of award on May 20th. Okay, I don't need to make that with final plans next week would be the time to set those dates.
Okay, Ken, so do they need to make a motion to reject the bid from Keller for the district?
Yes, that's correct. The whole bid thing would be to reject all bids. The only motion today would be to reject all bids. Okay, we need a motion.
This is going to work.
Go ahead.
This is Glenda Market. I move to reject all bids.
And we have a motion by Glenda Market to reject all bids, Spring County. I'll second. Second by Bill Zettel, Boone County. All in favor? Spring County?
Aye.
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 All ayes.
Boone County? Aye. All ayes. So motion carried. Okay. I do request one more motion be considered for directing the engineer to move forward with revised plans for a new bid and award date with a new completion date, extended completion date.
So we need a motion to have Walton Lake engineers prepare a new bid for the project.
Back in.
That the reinforced concrete pipe
Laura, this is Linda. I think there is an issue about microplastics. It's becoming an increasing issue in our waterways, microplastics shedding off various plastic products. So my preference because of that is for concrete.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have the European company, and they've been on concrete only. That was the one that had no bid on the alternate. Their bid was 111.015. Iowa Power and Grady of Ogden, Iowa, had a bid of 121,539 for the concrete, 110,629 for the polypropylene. Keller Excavating was 134,098 for the concrete, 142,070 for the polypropylene, and On Track Construction of Nevada had a bid of $152,625.80 for the concrete and $151,960.80 for the polypropylene. The low bidder for the concrete pipe would have been Gerke, the one that did bid on the polypropylene. And second would be Iowa Pipe and Grading, LLC of Ogden, with $121,539. And they did have the low bid on the polypropylene at $110,629, which was an 11. In that case, it was a $11,000 difference cheaper for the polypropylene. So, if our preference, do we all agree our preference is concrete?
Yes, for Lawrence.
Yes, for Lawrence. How about?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine with concrete.
Linda,
everybody here boards for concrete? Or, I don't have a preference, yeah, I
Ken, this is Scott. Good, Callie, how are you?
Good, hi.
Do you have any experience with any of these contractors that would, since we're talking,
yeah,
such a small dollar amount, that have any weight? From your perspective?
Good question, Scott. I was going to bring that up. We have experience with incorporated actually this project in the Joint Story Marshall project a number of years ago. And with another project in there, there's been no issues with Gerke. They have a lot of experience in these types of work quite often. I don't have experience with Iowa Pipe and Grady or Keller or On Track. I don't know if you have any experience with those contractors.
I don't either.
I know Keller did provide some references for the boom and story 28-1 project, but I didn't get any references for Iowa Pipe and Grady. But I would recommend award. I would have no issue awarding to Gerke Incorporated.
Yes, ma'am. He said it worked out on the time of something else. I
know where he lives. I drive by. There's no equipment. So he must have all of this stuff at that time. I went to his Facebook page and I started. And everything he talked about was like down in the culinary equipment. Right, so he's probably not bad. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. Yes,
Brian Effort. Brian Effort?
Effort, yeah. Yeah, I think it was an effort to get the title work done. So,
okay, we have, you've heard that Gerke, I'll use $111,015 for a concrete pipe, which is, we decided that the concrete pipe is the low bidder. The next one up was $121,539. So, as Ken indicated, we do have the right, I know he didn't bid on the other polypropylene, we have the right if you choose to choose your game for perfect. So, any comments about that?
I don't have a problem considering your game, but particularly since we're not looking at the polypropylene.
verbally that we aren't looking at the concrete only.
This is Lauren, and I agree with Lisa. Also, I think we have a responsibility to our landowners to go with the most, the least affordable, you know, or the best price. Sorry, I had trouble spitting that out. And I think our rationale fits right with where we, what product we've chosen. So I make a motion if there's no other discussion.
You're talking about $111,015. Is that right, Morris?
That is correct. I move
okay.
for that. Yeah. Okay. I move that we award it to Gerke for that.
Okay. So we have a motion from Story County to accept the bid, the low bid of $111,015 for Gerke Incorporated, Eldora, Iowa. Do we have a second? Bill from Cook County seconded. Okay. Roll call. Story County?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Now, Story County, Cook County?
Aye.
Cook County unanimous. Okay. Motion carried. Well, bidder Gerke Incorporated got the job at $111,015. Okay.
Hey, Ken, when we close the meet joint meeting, would you stay on the phone for a little bit so we can talk about that other drain that's Leon, our Leon issue before you hang up?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, any other business before our two boards before we adjourn? Anybody? There you go. Yes, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.